Off the Ball Breakfast.
Fairly extraordinary feeling. Just stood up and I just stood there in silence for a couple of minutes. I actually could not believe what I just seen. It was absolutely remarkable.
Live every weekday morning from 7:30 on your smart speaker. Just ask Alexa to play OTB Sports Radio.
GAA Daily.
On Off the Ball with Optimum Nutrition, the official performance nutrition partners of the Gaelic Players Association.
I'm Rory O'Hagan and this is GAA Daily on Off the Ball with Optimum Nutrition, official performance nutrition partner of the Gaelic Players Association. Coming up, Cork win and historic Dublin Croke Park, and Tipperary are crowned junior champions. It was an incredible day for Cork in Croke Park yesterday. The Rebels senior and intermediate sides were both crowned All-Ireland champions. The seniors lifted the O'Duffy Cup for the second consecutive year, beating Galway 116-16 points in front of a crowd of just over 27,000. Cork star Aisling Thompson spoke to Off the Ball at the final whistle yesterday.
Aisling Thompson, back-to-back All-Ireland champion. I saw the relief in your face when that whistle went and you dropped to the floor. What does it mean to you?
Do you know what? Every single All-Ireland is hard, but honest to God, I can't remember the last time we had to work that hard for one. In fairness to Galway, they threw everything at us. They threw the kitchen sink at us. You know, at one point we went up 6 points and I think they got six on the trot. Like, we earned every single ball that we got, every single score, and that's a testament to Galway. But look, I'd rather win an All-Ireland like that than go out and win by 15 points. It honestly, it means everything. When I heard the final whistle, I just said, thank God. Thank
God. You in the middle there, like, you sort of orchestrate the whole thing. And sometimes you have to play really selfishly. You lay the ball off, you get back into position. Well, I'm sure there's times you'd love to bomb forward, but you constantly do the right thing. And that's your game.
Yeah, look, I think at half-time we were just a small bit unsettled around the middle third. You know, they were kind of getting a spare man around the midfield, so we just had to go back and kind of concentrate on ourselves rather than worrying about the opponent and just go back to doing what we do best. But look, as I said, like, Galway threw everything at us. It's a test that we probably didn't get throughout the championship. So, and obviously when you come to Croke Park, it's just different gravy, like. But yeah, look, we settled into the second half well. When the pressure came on, we dealt with it. And yeah, just look, getting over the line, it's all you want, like.
And back-to-back champions, it's not an easy thing to do. It must be sweeter that you have done it now.
Absolutely. I think, you know, good teams win All-Irelands, but great teams win back-to-back. And, you know, you go from being the hunters to the hunted. A bit of both, but that's what we were. We were being hunted this year and we knew everyone was coming for us. So you have to work that bit harder. And look, our hard work paid off in the end, thankfully.
And for you and your journey with Cork, like, and the dreams to win All-Ireland, you're getting to live out those dreams. But if you think of all the tough times that you've had to get to this point.
It's worth every single minute. You know, I always say it was probably something that just rolled off the tongue in the past. But honest to God, like, being 34 years of age now, I can honestly say that I'd never take back anything that I've went through, because I wouldn't be at this point in my career only for it. You know, the resilience that I show out in the pitch is what comes from outside the four white lines. So everything is worth it. All the hard work, sacrifice, everything is just for days like this. Like, there's nowhere else I'd rather be.
Galway boss Cathal Murray meanwhile says his players gave it their all yesterday.
Cathal, hard luck today. Disappointed, I'm sure, but what a fight from that Galway side today.
Listen, we've been a lot of obituaries written for the last 6 weeks about Galway Camogie, and I think the girls answered them out there today and advanced them for the last couple of quarterfinal and semi-final as well. Just super proud of them. You know, we felt training had gone really well for the last 5-6 weeks. We felt in a really good spot coming in, and we were. And we really performed, massive performance out there. Just unfortunately, we didn't get over the line. You know, we probably had chances coming down the stretch and just didn't take them. But look at, you know, Corker, you know, an unbelievable team, an unbelievable squad that did, you know, great impact off the bench today. And look at, they're deserving All-Ireland champions. And unfortunately, we came out second best. But, you know, the girls tried with the boots on, as they always do.
Yeah, they absolutely did. A massive performance. And a lot was said coming up to this that maybe you're playing inconsistent. Can they back it up? And they backed it up on the biggest stage of all today.
Oh, yeah, but look, we never doubted them. You know, I think there's huge belief within the group. Okay, we knew things weren't going well. You know, it didn't go well down at Páirc Uí Chaoimh. But listen, for us, you know, as a management, we felt we were sitting ducks in the semi-finals the last 2 years. You know, top the group is something that's going to have to be looked at. You know, we topped the group in 2022 against Kilkenny, and you know, ended up, you know, playing them. You know, we had 4 weeks to sit in our arses, and they played a quarter final last year. Cork got huge momentum out of the quarter final against Kilkenny, and yeah, it's a tougher route to go. But you know, the quarter final is, you know, the route we want to go down. We felt we get momentum out of it, and we did. obviously the win against Tip was massive. And yeah, listen, we did put in a great performance today. It was there for us. Unfortunately, we probably didn't take the chances, and that's going to probably haunt us for a while. But listen, never question these girls' attitude or their commitment or their quality, and that's shown through today. It's just unfortunately wasn't good enough.
The Rebel Intermediates meanwhile will return home to Cork as All-Ireland champions. They lifted the Jack McGrath Cup after an hour 111-110 win over Kilkenny. Cork boss is Donny Daly.
Look, it was hard fought. We knew it wasn't going to be easy. 1 point victory over Kilkenny. It's unbelievable.
Such an even first half, and then it was level again straight at half time. I thought it was going to be one of those games.
So did I. I was actually thinking we were going to be back here next week or somewhere else next week. Two very evenly matched teams. You know, we had our matchups done well, so at Kilkenny. Obviously a puck of ball in it. Could have went either way.
Because you got the goal then, and it was Kilkenny that took over for the next 5-10 minutes.
Yeah, which is unusual, because normally we'd normally get a goal in the third quarter. And today we didn't kick on, which maybe look with the atmosphere, with where we were, a multitude of things. But, you know, we have always dug deep, and like our defence has always been immense. And, you know, when June likes to Emma Flanagan, Aoife Barrett, Niamh O'Leary, Laura Doyle, Olivia and Mavering, scores are always going to be hard to come by from the opposition. And you know, once we kind of got onto parity, you know, I felt we could get the scores. And bringing on the likes of Fiona Nelligan, Katie Walsh, Lucy Allen, Eimear Dignan, it's a nightmare for any team.
Jenny Gray scored a last minute free to win the Premier Junior decider for Tipperary. They got the better of Laois, 12 points to 1-8. Tip captain is Siobhan Marr.
From the word go, Laois came at us, and we found ourselves in a bit of a hole at half time, you know. But we kept the heads, I suppose. We know exactly what we have in our team, and we know the strength and especially the heart as well. And look, that got us over the line in the finish. We stood up, we showed our character like we do in every single game. It showed against the Armagh game in the semi final, and the same thing again today. Beat Laois by the point, but that's all it takes to win a game, and I'm absolutely delighted for myself. And for this man here beside me, Bill Mullaney, who's all year has given us so much, and I'm so happy he has this now as well. Yeah, this one was really, really important to me, especially as well being captain. I felt like, you know, I wanted to do it for the girls and especially my family. I suppose over the last few years my mom passed away, and it was something that she really, really wanted me to do, was climb the steps of the Hogan Stand. So when I was named captain, I was under no illusions that I wanted to go up and climb those steps, and no better way to do it than win by a point. And I'm just so happy I have that done now.
Finally, Antrim looks set to appoint Davy Fitzgerald as the county's new senior hurling manager tonight. He's in line to succeed Darren Gleeson, with a county board meeting due to take place this evening. Fitzgerald left his role as Waterford boss earlier this year. He also had stints in charge of Wexford and his native Clare. Don't forget to subscribe to the Off The Ball GAA feed to keep this podcast coming to you Monday to Friday. For the best Gaelic Games coverage, become an Off The Ball member now by visiting offtheball.com/join. I've been Rory O'Hagan. Thanks for listening.
GAA Daily.
On Off The Ball with Optimum Nutrition, the official performance nutrition partners of the Gaelic Players Association.